Nagtataka lang talaga ako bakit sa Pilipinas lang nagpa-interview sa mga issue na kung saan lumabas at nangyari sa kanyang buhay.
Mm-hmm. Oh well, that was fully explained naman previously. Sabi nga niya mabuti dyan sa Pilipinas dahil hindi kontrolado ang media dyan. Ano? Lalong-lalo na ngayon dahil demokrasya na, balik na ang demokrasya natin. Kung doon naman sa Estados Unidos, medyo alanganin siya, no? Anyway, I think we have Bobby back on the line. Hello, Bob?
Yeah.
All right. Again, I'm sorry for what's happening to our telephone lines. And I don't know where the trouble is.
I think it's over here because this phone wasn't officially charged up, I think.
All right, I'll bring you back. Mike Castro is still on our line, and for him to repeat his questions, probably. All right. Okay, Mike.
Okay. Mike, Bobby, you have always been portrayed as reclusive, and time and again refused interviews with major foreign news media. So my question is, why now? Why here in Ohio? Yeah. And why not with bigger news organizations that could probably give you more media mileage?
Okay.
The bigger news organizations don't want to talk to me in this format or live.
Uh-huh.
So that's it. They don't want to let me on the radio live. Even in America, it's virtually impossible to get on a talk show live. They have like a 7-second delay. So if you say something that they don't like, they cut it off before it reaches the air.
That's a follow-up, Mike.
Yes, if you don't mind, Bobby, I have another follow-up question. You are without a doubt one of the greatest, if not the greatest player who ever played the game of chess. However, your chess career have always been hounded by conspiracies against you. First, by the Russians, then FIDE, and now your very own American government. Yes. How or what can you do to ensure that your chess legacy is not ruined by these conspirators, and that your true worth in chess history is portrayed properly? Also, how would you like to be remembered in chess history?
Well,
yeah, thank you. You had a lot of questions there. The point is, just this latest robbery of my stuff in Beacons, they've stolen like about between 700 and 1,000 simultaneous games. These were never published anywhere. So right there, they're trying to destroy my chess legacy, you know. And also they've stolen all my contracts. How can I do business without my contracts, you know? And it's always the Jews who are behind it all, you know. So only thing I can do to defend myself is to get on the radio like I'm doing here in the Philippines and hope that these interviews will be spread around. Other people will tape record them and, you know, reach the whole world.
Yeah.
Because what's going on is absolutely vicious. This robbery of my stuff in Pasadena is really vicious because anybody who knows me, or, you know, my late mother and sister, we were like pack rats with all of our stuff, saving everything, you know? It's unbelievable. My mother's apartment up there in Palo Alto, she couldn't move anymore, but she was being buried alive and all the stuff she was saving. Finally, they put it in boxes for her, but then it just took up most of the apartment, just these boxes full of the stuff. And maybe I'm not quite as bad as my mom in that regard, but I'm pretty bad too. I save every damn thing. This is kind of my hobby, saving things, putting things, getting all my files together, keeping my memorabilia. How I did it, I don't know, because this memorabilia that I saved was from all over the world. It was from the Philippines, it was from Europe, from the States, from South America, photos with President Lanusse in South America, photo album with President Marcos in the Philippines, all kind of photo albums. As a matter of fact, I had a lot of pictures. I personally took of President Marcos on my Polaroid camera. That's all been stolen too. Pictures of me and Eugene in Vegas. Tons of photos they stole. Documents of all kinds. Letters to me from my mother. Everything. Just every goddamn thing. A tremendous invasion of privacy. Tremendous invasion of my legal rights. Because how can you do business? How can you protect yourself without your contract? It's hard enough to protect yourself from these mega two corporations with contracts. But without them, it's virtually impossible. I was just looking here in the paper the other day. I sent Eugene a fax of it. There was a recent case where the Buddy Holly's family is suing MCA record company. Eugene, you have that with you?
It is with me. It's with me, Bobby.
Yeah. And, well, this just shows you how important it is to keep your contracts, because according to Buddy Holly's family, MCA Records has been forging contracts with Buddy Holly, you know? I mean, actually, MCA, by the way, is one of the biggest media corporations in America. They're the ones who make almost all of the TV serials, all the sitcoms, all the weekly serial programs. MCA is huge. MCA made President Reagan, Ronnie Reagan, they made him president. He was the editor's boy. So MCA was headed by the Dirty Jew Lou Wasserman. I don't know whether that old bastard is alive or dead. He was in his 90s, last I heard. But this Lou Wasserman founded and owned this MCA Music Corporation of America, and I think then at some point Matsushita bought it, but they sold it eventually for some billions of dollars. But the point is, if a big jewel company like MCA will forge contracts to cheat Buddy Holly's estate, you know, what are they going to do with me, who they hate intensely, you know?
Yes.
So now I've lost what little protection I had. Because the only protection you have from the Jew megacorporations is exposure. You can say, look, they're violating my rights. Here's the contract. Here's the contract, world. Because the courts are dead. They're controlled by the Jews. But at least you can humiliate them, and they're very sensitive about that. They don't like their publicity. But now that the Time Inc. and the Jews have stolen all my Time Inc. contracts, they stole about 16 contracts that I had with them. These were, you know, just tons of stuff. All my illegal stuff is gone. So in addition to robbing all my memorabilia, which is worth a fortune, they've robbed all my contracts. And the Jews are just, oh, the Jew press said it's all perfectly legal. This should own $480. I didn't really owe anything. I was sending the money to my agent to pay. He deliberately stopped paying, lied to me that he stopped paying, and then on the signal of 6 months exactly to the day, they just robbed all my stuff. And to make sure I couldn't get it back, they sold it off immediately, you know. The normal procedure in such a situation would just be to seal the door. Until I pay my bill, I can't get access to my stuff.
Yeah.
What is this mad rush to sell off all my stuff behind my back, to break into my safe, to break into my file cabinets, to sell hundreds of boxes, hundreds of bags of stuff? It's criminal, vicious. But it's all planned. This is strictly a robbery. This $480 is a goddamn pretext.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with anything.
Okay, Bob, I think Mike still has some more questions for you, okay?
Yeah,
And Mike, for your other questions, please.
Yes, Bobby, chess has always been unrecognized, underpaid compared to other major sports. But thanks to you and your
Not so much anymore.
Yes, that's what I'm coming to. Thanks to you and your well-publicized match with Boris Spassky in 1972, where you took away the title of world champion away from the Russians after so many decades of domination. Now then, chess is more lucrative, more dynamic, and a lot more interesting. And for your many admirers, for your legacy to chess history, will you ever play again competitively, and under what terms and conditions?
When I come back to play chess, you say?
Yes.
No, I'm finished with the old chess anyway. I had enough of the old chess.
Uh-huh.
And I like this Fischer random chess, because the old chess has been reduced to prearrangement and preparation. The over-the-board struggle is virtually gone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, Bobby. We have another caller here, and thank you to Mike Castro. We have on the other line a former prosecutor of Baguio, a former fiscal. His name is Fiscal Basco, and I think he's one of the avid chess players of Baguio. Maybe he has some questions for you. Good evening, Fiscal, for your question to Bobby Fischer, please.
Good evening. Thank you very much. Hello, Mr. Fischer.
Yeah, how do you do?
This is the former DA of Baguio City. Former DA.
Yeah.
I am very sad that you are no longer in the chess map, in the chess competition. Why?
Well, I just explained, the old game is dead. It's totally dead. What you think, when you see these so great games that Kasparov is playing and Karpov is playing, they're almost all prearranged.
I see.
Yeah, so what you're seeing, you're not seeing. This, what you're seeing now is theater.
Yes. Is there any chance yet for you to be in competition, Mr. Fischer?
Well, I said I want to play the new chess, Fischer Random Chess, which is a game of skill, a game of prearrangement and just memorizing a ton of stuff, sitting in front of a computer for 6 hours a day, memorizing moves.
Yes, another thing I want to ask you is, I have learned of your memorabilia. What happened to those articles?
It's been robbed, and then you have auctioned it off, re-auctioned it off, nobody really knows what's happened to it. It's just gone. The storage company won't give it back to me. They say it's all gone.
Millions
of dollars of stuff has been stored. I kept my stuff in this storage company for 12 years. Paid them over $10,000 of storage fees. They say I owe them $480, and they're just...
Okay, Bobby, just for a moment, Pascal, we're having this tape right now, and we just have to turn back the tape. Okay, it's okay now.
Yeah.
Okay. Pascal, do you still have some more questions for Bobby?
Well, that's the last question I asked him.
Okay.
And I'm very glad to know about the...
Yeah, incidentally, Pascal, this is not just memorabilia. Let me clear that up. Everything you can think of. This is clothes, this is my legal documents, contracts, correspondence, fan mail, all kind of personal things, electronic devices, radios, everything. Pocket TVs, shoes, books, anything you can think of. It's included in all of my memorabilia, but not limited. It's not just memorabilia, it's everything. Aspects of the old game.
Okay. Okay, one more question, Bobby.
If ever Kasparov will invite you in a match, will you be willing to face him in a table?
As I have explained many times, the Russians owe me a lot of money for pirating my 60-memorable games, and they've also pirated Bobby Fischer Teacher's chest. Well, they're ready to pay me the full amount that they owe me, then we can discuss this.
All right. Okay, another caller here. His name is Ed Tadeha. He has a question for you. Ed, with your question, please.
Sir.
Go ahead.
Good evening.
Yeah, hello, Ed.
Sir, here is my question. Why is the U.S. government very hard on you or mistreating you? Since as a U.S. citizen, you have given so much honor to your country, and you have contributed so much towards this, and you are a man of great stature.
Yeah.
That's it, sir.
Thank you. Well, it's very simple. The Jews control the U.S. government. Just take a look at the major players in the U.S. Government. Secretary of Defense, William Cohen. Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright. Secretary of the Treasury, Robert Rubin. Secretary of Agriculture, Jew Corbett. All Jews. And so they totally control the U.S. government. Totally. It's a Jewish dictatorship there. And they control the press, too. They control everything there. They control the major corporations, everything.
Okay.
They control the courts. They control, you know, it's basically a dictatorship. Who, those of us who know, we call it the Judahite state. We call it the Zionist occupational government of the United States. So we call it Israel West.
All right.
There is no United States government as people think of it. It's just a facade. It's a total Jewish dictatorship there.
Okay. Bobby, this is Pablo again. I have a question. I have a follow-up question on that. You know, you have so far been all out against the Jews. Some say you are really anti-Semitic and that you have become biased due to the type of books and other reading materials that you read. Is this true?
No, you know, that a lot of people always say that about me. But these people who say I'm biased, I only read anti-Jewish literature, they're just the reverse. I read anti-Jewish literature, but I also read the International Herald Tribune. I listen to the BBC, the Voice of America. I'm buying all the Jewish standard books. I bought that Jew book by this guy called, I think, Goldhagen, about Hitler's willing helpers. A disgusting book full of lies. I read all the Jew books, the major Jew books that I can, and I read the anti-Jewish books, and I compare the two. And I can see that the anti-Jews are the good guys. Now, these people who say this about me, they are the ones who are one side. They only want to hear what the Jews say, what the liberal Jewish establishment says, but they don't want to read these anti-Jewish books. They got it just the reverse. I read both sides. I listen to both sides. Absolutely the reverse. I'm reading this garbage, this Jewish garbage side of day. How do you think I get all this information?
All right. Okay. I've been reading a copy of some sort of a background on your life, which was printed by Time magazine when they invited you. And it says here that sometime you have been with the church, so you've been going with them, but you dropped them off. I think that's a Church of Christ, or Church of God, the Worldwide Church of God, the evangelistic. And it says here that you were a long-time member, and we...
No, not true. I was never a member of the Church of God. Absolutely not true. It's a lie.
But you have had dealings with them?
I followed their teachings to a great extent at one point, but I was never a member.
Oh, and what?
And I always had certain reservations about their teachings.
Oh,
especially they teach circumcision, you know, which is a real crime, and they teach a lot of other lies too.
Mm-hmm. All right. I was informed before our program, Bobby and Eugene, that we'll have to be up to 8:30 tonight, right?
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
8:30. All right. So, that's about 20 minutes from now yet. I still have some more questions, and maybe a little while later, more questions from our listeners.